Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. Mm-hmm. Let's do it, y'all. It's time for Share Your Salary.
Share Your Salary. Share Your Salary.
On the phone with us now is Samantha. Samantha lives in South Austin. Good morning, Samantha.
What's up, Samantha?
Hey, Sam.
We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. So Samantha is the director of residential services at an assisted living facility.
This is the first.
It is
right,
the
yeah,
first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, you got a lot of questions, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what we're about to do. We're about to ask you a bunch of questions. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, but we never abide by it. After we're done asking you questions, we're going to play a three-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Yes.
All right, 60 seconds starts right now. So does that mean you run the ship at the assisted living facility?
I pretty much handle the day-to-day, conversing with hospice, outside needs they might need, home health cares. Anytime I see a change in condition with a resident and I see that there's something they can use to make their everyday life better, that's what my job is.
Damn, you're like a real-life angel.
Oh, thank you.
It's got to be tough, right, seeing these people come in and sometimes not leaving?
It is very tough. You know, you have to have really thick skin and understand that the circle of life is real. There is a circle of life. But my job is great because I am able to help these people have a better quality of life.
Mm, so good.
No joke.
I heard throughout COVID, one of the places that was hit the hardest was assisted living facilities. Is that true? And if so, why do you think that is?
That is true, because when you get older, you know, your immune is not as strong. Your body can't handle as many things as younger people can. So it was really hard on assisted living facilities because we're small communities, especially with bigger ones. It was a lot harder and smaller ones. Since we're small communities, we are so close to each other. Our residents are so close to each other. So it's kind of like kids at daycare. You know, with one kid gets sick, everybody gets sick.
Yeah, it just takes one employee to come in sick.
Yeah.
And then everyone is sick in there.
She's so funny, like kids at daycare.
Mm-hmm. And then our residents don't leave as much because this is, a lot of times, this is their final stop.
Right.
So,
right.
Therefore, when somebody brings some illness in, that's the scary part. So, and when they have such a low immune, it really hits us hard.
Audrey?
Is there a lot of fraternizing between these residents, if you know what I'm saying?
What does that have to do with salary?
But I just, I've heard some things about these places.
Well, you know what?
Okay. I mean, so let me let you know, first off, the one that I oversee is a small type B facility. So we have a max of maybe 20 residents versus a huge facility where maybe there's not as many staff to watch out what's going on. Now, I'm thinking you might be thinking more of the fraternizing where they have their own apartments. Here they do not.
Oh, I see. So there's not a lot of privacy, if you know what I mean.
They got to be sneaky.
Correct. They have their own rooms. It's like we have multiple homes. And it's like a home-like setting. We try to make it feel more as home as possible because nobody wants to say, hey, I'm going to put my mom in a facility.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's better saying, hey, I'm going to put my mom in a community. It's like her own home.
Oh, so maybe there is a little bit of fraternizing. To answer your question,
there definitely is.
They got their own home.
They figure it out. Old people turn into kids again.
I feel like that, too.
Kids sneak around and hook up, like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know about all the hooking up, but
well,
I think there's like,
up,
you know, like old people hooking
stuff.
Up.
Exactly.
You know, it's like sharing pudding and stuff.
Gross. All right.
Well, they're definitely like siblings. They're always trying to borrow each other's clothes. So.
That's great.
Well, when my grandmother had Alzheimer's and she was at a facility, one of the biggest problems was everyone switching clothes.
That is a huge thing. A lot of our residents do have Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, they don't remember it's theirs. So.
Yeah, exactly. My Nana was wearing someone else's clothes, and we're like, we didn't buy her these.
Where did she just walk into someone else's room and just
stealing
stuff? No clue.
It's not stealing.
No
it's
clue.
You don't know.
But at the end of the day, if they're happy in it, that's what matters.
There you go.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask. Until now. On the phone with us is Samantha. She is the director of residential services at an assisted living facility. What else do we learn, Audrey?
Well, Alex said it best. She's a literal angel. She helps the residents in the community. It's a home-like setting. They try to make them feel nice and comfortable. She helps. She keeps an eye on all the residents. She notices anything. She'll converse with hospice. She'll take care of them, make sure all of their needs are met. And just really helps their quality of life in general.
All right. Alex, you want to start off with the guesses?
Yeah, Tracy sent a text to 51993 saying that she used to work at one of these places right off of Slaughter. I don't know where off of Slaughter, but I pass one all the time. When you used to live in my area, Booker, remember right there between Westgate and the Brody? There was a facility right there, kind of like behind the public storage area and where that donate blood place is.
Oh!
Wow. Okay, a roadway to the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Deep into the woods. I know exactly what you're talking about.
What a great place for it. Deep into the woods on Slaughter.
Apartment complex right next door to that.
Yes, right. But yes.
Just a little further.
Yeah. Well, she said that she used to work there, and her director used to make $60,000 a year.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
there you go.
Audrey, you want to take a guess?
Oh, I think Samantha balls out more than that. I think she's bringing in $75K.
$75K. Okay, I literally have no idea, but I can tell you right now, people that do this are grossly underpaid.
Just like teachers, they're angels, and they should be paid hundreds of thousands.
All right, I'm gonna say 65. Okay. Alex says 60, and Audrey says 75.
We got covered, I think.
Mm-hmm. Good spectrum range.
All right, it's time now to find out the real number. How much, Samantha, are you making every year?
$63,500.
$63,000.
So good. Ridiculous. So close. I mean, you should be making a hell of a lot more.
I was going to say, the difference between how much you do make and how much you should.
I actually did not go to school. I started going out to school for medical assisting, and then I was a caregiver for many years. And somebody saw that I was so good at my job. They put me in this job, and I've excelled in it. So this is my first year doing it.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I've done it for multiple years. I will get a little bit higher in my
And you said that you work at a small facility. So as you grow and move into bigger facilities, I'm sure that comes with more money as well.
Correct.
Hey, Elon Musk didn't go to school. He dropped out 2 days into Stanford, and look at him. So
he's doing okay.
You'll be doing okay too, girl.
Yeah, she'll own Twitter one day.
Not to bring the mood down, but one other thing that I've...
Bro.
All right, never mind.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking care of our elders, and thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Message data rates may apply. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.